Blog Talk Radio.
Please be on our noble and honorable listening audience. We are going to do a broadcast today of Religion Means Alive. It will also be a Facebook Live as soon as I can figure out how to do it. And we are going to go to Facebook Live because I think that Facebook Live is a way that we can reach people that we might not could reach that necessarily, yes. So if you would grant us just a few minutes, we're going to go Facebook Live. Grant us a few minutes for those of our audience that are listening. Welcome you on this 4th of July. Please bear with us. Okay. Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience, to our Facebook audience, to our Religion Means Alive audience, and also to our Facebook Live audience. I want to greet you today with the greetings of peace be on you. Good evening to all of you throughout the globe, and happy 4th of July 2017. My name is Imam Alfred Muhammad. I'm councilman elect of the 4th Ward in the city of Linden, the greatest city on the planet, and the greatest ward on the planet, the 4th Ward, which also happens to be the 4th of July. So that's a powerful sign from Almighty God that is son of an ex-slave from Lynchburg, Virginia, whose maternal roots is in Appomattox, Virginia. It's no more than 160-some-odd years ago that my ancestors were somewhere probably resting from a day of work, waiting to go back into the fields again, cooking someone's kitchen, but they didn't have ownership. And I'm sure they would be excited. And I'm sure I can feel their presence in my genes, that they're excited that their grandson is now elected to the city council in Linden, New Jersey. And I happen to want you to know that I am historically aware that I am the first Muhammad in United States history to be elected to public office. Nothing to take lightly, because I first followed a man who actually taught the fall of America. That needs to be treated carefully. I want you to listen. Be very, very extraordinarily patient with me. And then I followed a man that told me to celebrate America. Let me just first explain to you what America is. It is from the Arabic word Amir. I know you've heard that the Amir Khan, that it came from whatever the name of the person discovered. But the word actually means Amir, to command all that which is present. And I also want you to know that I was taught in the Lost Foundation of Islam that to take charge of this post and all mosque property in view. And we were considered America to be our property. And isn't this directly connected with what God says in the Quran? You are a free man. A free mind in the city. Now, I know what the Arabic says. Elun means that it's permitted from the same root word halal. That which is permitted. That is which is clean and wholesome. So I can absolutely, with a shadow of a doubt, say to America, happy birthday, America. Welcome, baby. A new birth is going to come about in America, despite whatever sideshows we have in America. It is the ex-slaves of America that is going to actually bring America to its full destiny. Someone just wrote on Facebook, said, I always feel the presence of my ancestors. All praise be to Allah. All praise be to God. That's what I do. When I speak, I can feel my grandmother Lula now. I can feel Spencer. I won't say Nalan because her name really wasn't Nalan. I don't know what her name was before she was on the Nalan plantation. Slaves didn't have any name. Because they were owned by people. But let's just say the last place she was at was on the Nalan plantation. Just as my father, who was born in 1837, you can look him up, Spencer Booker on Ancestors.com. I happen to come from the plantation of the Bookers on my paternal side. And on my maternal side, I happen to come from the Nalans and the Desmond. My grandfather was a Desmond. He was called Buck Desmond. William Buck Desmond, maternal, Lula Nalan, maternally. Joseph Booker, I'm not ashamed that those people were owned. Because now I'm not owned by anybody, but owned by Almighty God. God owns me, and I'm glad to say he is my owner. And whatever I do, I try to do it with his permission. And what I do that is not by his permission, then I ask him to forgive me because he is the only one worthy of correcting me. And he's the only one worthy of ownership. And that's why I love America, because it said life, liberty, one nation under God. America has claimed that. Don't tell me that America is not going to live up to it, because my ancestors have made sure, and my descendants will continue to make America right. I started by telling you that I follow the man who destroyed the America of slavery, suffering, and death. And he didn't take America by violence. He took the mind of America and cut off the tail of white America, the T-A-L-E, the tail of white supremacy, the tail of slavery, the tail of suffering, the tail of death. And he called America to freedom, justice, and equality. And on the other side, Dr. King called America to love. And with that, the old walls of Jericho came tumbling down. In 1977, a man, a bold man, before over a million people, picked up the American flag and said the red of the American flag represented passion, social nature. The blue represented the unknown, and faith, because faith is something you don't know. And that's why I have an absolute faith that America will be the perfected union, because my descendants, I will put in our mind and in our spirit and in my neighbor's spirit to perfect America and to make sure that we get our share of America. Not over the share. We want our share. And we want everybody else's share. A very wise African-American man who happens to be my mayor, my political leader. I don't mind saying I have a leader. I have a social organization leader, Imam Ward Dean Muhammad, the second. I had the honor of beloved Muhammad. I was followed his efforts to change America. And it's not the America 1960. It's not the America 1950. It certainly is not the America of 1863, 1862. It has been a more progressive, more perfected union. And I'm going to continue to join in the army of people that's going to make America better, 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 and better. And that's why I picked up the challenge of my local political leader, Mayor Derrick Armstead, when he asked me, "Mom, will you run for city council?" I had to think about that one. Some of you were just rushed and did it. Not me. Because when I first came to Linden, I had some of the other political people ask me to run for office. And I told them I thought I was actually stepping down as a religious leader to run for office. Now you see, man, you got to be crazy. No, religious leadership is the highest form of leadership. So when I came to Linden in 2003, I went about the business of taking charge of this post. First myself, my family, and I made myself known to all of my neighbors. Everybody I met in the town, I greeted them. I obligated my spirit to bring peace. I obligated my spirit to give them a warm, loving greeting. I called the mayor of the city, Mayor Gregorio, and made a courtesy call with him. Said I was in the town and I'm here to help. I don't want anything from you. See, that's a big mistake that a lot of us do. We go right to political people, we want something. No, I'm here to make something happen. I'm not here to beg anybody for anything happen. So I went about my business. At the time, I was working at a school. I was director of the school. Yes, it's the second year, I believe. I met him, told him I was a school director of a private for-profit school. Whatever he could do to help me, whatever I could do to help the city. I believe just as John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. And so I came to the city of Linden. Didn't have a mosque. I saw the whole earth as my mosque. Mosque is from the word masjid. Place up, M-A, when you see M-A is in front of an Arabic word, it means place. Makabatit, the place where books are. It's a library. Not here to give an Arabic lesson, but masjid, a place where the concern should be put. And meaning that the place where everything, all of the concern, we put our head down on the earth, ground the rug. We are saying that how to direct the society has to come from God. That doesn't mean I have to go around the streets praying on the street. Doesn't mean I have to go around talking. Doesn't mean I have to go and speak in a foreign language to people that they don't understand. But I speak to them in their language. And I see myself as a messenger from God to the people in the town of Linden. And so I have worked to meet the people. I worked to talk to the youth association. Some of y'all call them gangs. They're just youth associations waiting to get a message. I visit the churches because God has obligated me to protect the churches, the synagogue, and the convent, the monastery. So I visited with the churches, the Catholics, Ukrainian church, Polish church, Polish Catholics. I met them all. Now, particularly in the Fourth Ward, I've been to every one of the Baptist churches here in Linden and Roselle and the Pentecostal church. I got to know them. Pastor, what can I do to help you? You know, I think some of you should just listen. I know you ask questions. One sister writes, "Our ancestors were guided by Allah," she says. "You're talking about the struggle of culture which separates all of us. We're Texas culture." Well, sister, if you listen carefully and very closely, you will understand that I am talking about the struggles of a people. And I am talking about how to stab it. Some of us, we just don't listen very closely. So, you know, I've learned this. I have two eyes, two ears, a sensory perception called a skin, and I use those five senses to listen, to discern, and to pick up signals from Almighty God. And if you have any comments, you can, in a few seconds, probably about 8 o'clock, at the 8 o'clock hour, no, not 8 o'clock, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask questions. You can go to Facebook and ask questions, and I'll answer them. But while I'm making this presentation, thank you for listening. I just want to finish my narrative, and it's somewhat distracting for you to be making statements until I have finished what I have to say. That's the respect that we should give each person. We have to learn to listen and listen to learn. And one of the things I learned as a candidate for office was to go throughout this ward and to listen to the people, to hear their concerns, not to tell them things. That's a big problem with leaders. But as I will continue, so I came to the town. And I got involved in the issues of the town by just giving people greetings, wishing them well, visiting the high school, encouraging people. That's what some of us Muslims just forget. I'm sure some of us Christians just forget. We think you always got to put dogma. We still have to put doctrine. We still have to teach. But the greatest practice is a practice of love, and that is listening. That is saying a good word to the right, saying something to encourage people, asking God to protect you from evil suggestions, asking God to protect you from envy and jealousy. So I want to continue by telling you how I ended up being a candidate for the Fourth Ward in the city of Linden. I've been in this town about 14 years. It's going on 14 years in August. I ride the train to New York City to work. I shake everybody's hand. My eyes meet them. I say something that I think will make their days positive, better, optimistic, make them feel better about themselves, better about their city, better about their country. This is our country. And I think African Americans would be wise to accept the point of our origin. I identify as Alfred Muhammad of Lynchburg. If you're from Forest City, Arkansas, you might have lived in Chicago. Maybe you've been in Chicago five generations. But where did you originate in America? You originated in America in one of these southern states, unless you came from the West Indies. Then you identify with that land. But it's been coming to me strongly. I believe Almighty God has inspired me to tell you to begin to identify with a landmass, to identify with a place. And God says in the book that he made us. He made us. And the Arabic word is means that it really refers to the environment. Again, we don't have time for a long Quranic terminology. But that suffice to say, those who listen who are Muslims, I'm very versed in the Quran. I can read it. So I'm not here to impress anybody. I read it in its original language. Don't need English translation. Not guessing at this. I read the book. I study it. Ask God to guide me. Because I want you to have your place in America. I want my place in America. I want my children's children to have that place. But you can never make progress in America until you identify with the land. See? Until you identify with it. And I identify with this town called Linden. I identify with this ward called the Fourth Ward. And this is powerful. The Fourth Ward. Why did God put me in the Fourth Ward? He could have put me in the Tenth Ward. Could have put me in the Fifth Ward. But the Fourth Ward. Because the Fourth Ward, Fourth means it is the complete needs of people, of the human being. We're made, given our portions in fours. What? Education, business, culture, and government. Four rivers went out from the garden and became great heads. That's what sacred scripture tells us. That's what the Bible tells us. Four rivers went out from the garden and became great heads. And we have to have that sense of community. When we turn as Muslims to the Kaaba, the house, our five senses, it should awaken our five senses to the four needs, to the connection, your connection to your home, your connection to your neighborhood, your connection to your nation, and your connections to the globe. Connections. And some of us have such a difficult time making connections. So, you know, really, I tell you something to understand. A speaker like me, you have to be a jazz player. You have to be able to have improvisation. They say, oh, he seemed to be scattered. He saw that. No, I'm talking exactly to your needs as a people. Now, Allah always correcting us. He's always making us better and better and better. That is Almighty God, not speaking to the general public. I'm not just speaking to Muslims. And let me tell you something. I don't know how many people in this ward were Muslims, probably very few, but I was voted overwhelmingly as the city council to the city council, which I would not be sit in the council until January the 1st, God willing. And there will be a general election. I have no opposition. So if I go to the election and vote myself, I would win the election. Yes. So this is good. But I didn't come into Linden, the city, trying to have a spirit to take over. I came in as a servant, and I said, these are the people that belong to God. They're the precious creation of Almighty God. And I tell you something, dear people, as I've grown in that appreciation, I have even grown to appreciate animals, wild animals, cats, domestic animals, because the more and more I realize that we are the precious creation of Almighty God, the more and more I have grown to appreciate servitude to Almighty God. And the only way I can serve God is to serve, to protect, to uplift creation, and realize I'm not creator, and that I belong to the creation, and the most precious of creation is the human being, and the people that are most in need of my attention is the people that look like me, who've undergone chattel slavery, and still need their mind, even their bodies, free from every form of oppression, from every form of boundaries that's held us back from reaching and maximizing our human potential. I will continue this broadcast again on Thursday. We'll have an interview. It will be conducted by Alfred Y. Muhammad, my son, a student at Morehouse College. And I hope you will come back again to ask questions. You can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com / Imam Alfred, or you can dial 805-727-7013. I'd like to wish you all a very extraordinary, happy 4th of July. May you have the greatest celebration in your history, to celebrate freedom, justice, and equality, and that we, the African American people, accept to be fully responsible as an educated community, as a business community, as a culturally refined community, as an organized body, competing with other citizens in America to be the most useful. God's peace be on you. God's mercy be with you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your prayers. I can feel them. Thank you for your spirit. And I thank you all because you also have helped me. You have uplifted my spirit. And I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I am here to serve the citizens of America. Firstly, those persons, that are listening in the fourth ward, I'm first and foremost, you own me, you, the citizens that voted for me, and those who didn't vote for me. But I'm also here to serve the community of African Americans, to make us fully an integral part, not to integrate us. I think integration is a misnomer. But to be an integral part of America, to share in the ownership of its institutions, the educational institutions, to make the HBCUs the greatest institutions in the history of humanity, to bring a massive business life in America, to cause the American economy to boom, to be the most refined people on the face of the planet Earth, to be the most organized and politically aware and astute people on the planet Earth. I can hear my ancestors saying, oh, I wish I knew what it is to be free. And I am sure without doubt that they were talking about the full-fledged citizenship, being responsible for our education, being responsible for employment of our people, being responsible for the entertaining cultural apparatus of our people, and being responsible for governmental life. And I applaud the courageous step of Imam Waqif Muhammad for picking up the American flag and telling us to be free enough and brave enough to accept the responsibility to lead America to its full destiny, its destiny to have freedom for all our people, justice for all our people. And we will not sit idly until America has fulfilled its promise, because we are the true Americans. We will take America's dream and put it into a plan, because we indeed are the people of Joseph that will bring America around to our great destiny. We don't have any fear. We don't have any hesitation. We don't have any intrepidations. We are just committed to seeing to it that our responsibility is executed faithfully on these American shores. And to the great citizens of the greatest city ever to be known on earth, that great city called Linden, New Jersey, I salute you and tell you I love you, and I will promise you and all of the citizens of America my servitude to God by serving you. Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. Thank you, and see you tomorrow on Religion Means Alive. Dial in 805-727-7013. Also, remember, it's your show. On Thursday, you can call in, but you can just see us on Facebook, and this will be an open question and answer session. And I hope you will vigorously examine me as you examine any public official. I accept the challenge. Peace be on you, and good night. God bless you, and God bless America.
I don't do it. I'd rather do it.